If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Mike Schaefer with you. Bill Bush will be back again tomorrow. The third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. By the way, quick cleanup on Vijay Singh from the last hour. Thanks to David from RenewYourAuto.com. Three majors for Vijay Singh: the PGA in 1998, the Masters in 2000, and the PGA in 2004 for Vijay Singh.
Wow.
Three-time major winner there, Vijay.
Yeah, he was a household name for a period.
Was he ever the number one golfer?
I think.
Didn't he supplant Tiger for like a minute?
I think it might have been. That was a huge story because Tiger was
well, it was a big deal because Tiger was the number one golfer for so long. And then it was like Vijay for like a minute, and then it went back.
Tiger's enough of that. Tiger's like, I'm number one. Old man. Move out the way, old man.
Easy on the old man.
Well, if Vijay was way 40. Older than Tiger. Well, Tiger was in his 20s at that point. So he was an old man.
And it just physically looked so, like Vijay kind of looked like an old man. And Tiger's young and bulked
he
up.
He wasn't as athletic. Yeah, and Tiger took the athleticism in golf to another weird
he
level.
He did.
He got
which may
weird.
Have shortened his career.
All right.
It's true.
Yeah. Too many pull-ups. Yeah. I mean,
Too much military cosplay.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. I mean, he went into this cycle where he was trying to look like a Dallas Cowboys running.
He wanted
back.
To be a Navy SEAL.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, he almost wanted to quit golf to go be a Navy SEAL. He kind of had a mid-30s crisis that made everything else that came after it make a little more sense.
That crisis became very
You're
public.
So good at something, you need your challenge elsewhere, I guess.
This crisis became very public.
It did, yeah.
Not all crises stay in the shelter, if you will.
Thank you, David.
It's the shelter.
David says from Renew, he looked it up. Vijay Singh was ranked number one for 32 weeks between 2004 and 2005.
That's not an insignificant amount.
That's pretty good.
That's what I meant. Household
that's
name.
That's pretty good. That's
Vijay was a household name.
Over half a year. Name. Over half a year, number one. Vijay Singh getting it done, and he's still playing.
And I'm sorry, years on that.
From 04 to 05, between okay. that, he was number one at.
Was that Tiger had torn his ACL at that point?
I don't know the Tiger situation with injuries at that point.
Yeah.
Possible. But there's a golf talk for the day.
Again, golf talk.
PGA Championship begins today. It's underway in Quail Hollow, Charlotte, North Carolina. Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler are the heavy favorites. Rory has won that tournament in general, not the PGA, but he's won at Quail Hollow four separate times.
Still a lot of storylines going into this one. Jordan Spieth could win the career slam.
He's playing a little better golf.
Scottie Scheffler is playing out of his mind. And Rory coming off of the Masters win at a place where he is very, very good.
Yes, four-time champion in that at Quail Hollow. But we'll see how it goes. Looking forward to seeing the action this week. I mentioned this briefly, and Sip, again, good job not diving into it earlier. But Circus Sports put out there that was a genuine thank you. compliment.
It wasn't a slap.
Didn't feel sardonic at all. It wasn't sardonic. I was going through the Circus Sports put out their different win total numbers yesterday, and you know, no surprise seeing Ohio State, Oregon at 10.5 wins, Penn State at 10, Michigan at 8.5. We thought that was a little high. You think go under the 8?
I would go under the 8.5.
But we keep seeing all these different preseason polls or even rankings by various people that puts Illinois as a top 10 to top 15 team. And yet their win total is the same as Nebraska at 7.5 wins. What are we missing that Circus Sports is putting out there with them at 7.5 for a team that thinks it could win 9 or 10 games?
I think this is where the disconnect of what off-season analysis and prognostication attempts to do versus what a line attempts to do. I mean, they want action, and they obviously are looking to make money, and they have all sorts of data for whatever they're attempting to do. Prognostication and off-season analysis is looking for the next Indiana.
Right.
That's what it feels like, and Illinois has a lot of things going for it, where they have a veteran quarterback and a coach that you feel like can do some things well. They have an idea of who they are as a program. They're going to be good on special teams, and their schedule isn't overwhelmingly difficult. People are, instead of thinking about it like, oh, what does Illinois traditionally do? It's who's next year's Indiana? Well, let's go to the Big Ten. Who doesn't have to play some certain teams? Who looks like they have, you know, a competent offense and a coach that we trust? That's why I think Illinois gets pushed up as much as it does.
Well, this is pushed back, though.
Well, from Circa, yeah, but it's, you know, they're not, they don't care who the next Indiana is. They probably had Indiana at 5.5 wins last year.
Hold on, though. I thought when you put out a number like this, you're trying to
attract it on both sides.
Action on both sides. This is only going to attract action on one side.
Well, and who knows what the juice is on the over of the 7.5. I mean, if you have to, you know, if it's a minus near 200, then that's going to discourage some of the action by itself because you're not going to get much of a return on it. So, and if enough action comes in, they don't have any problem bumping that
line
to 8.
They'll bump it up.
Yeah, and that juice will stay high.
Hey, Jake, that number won't stay at 7.5. It'll go to 8.5.
Oh, you should put that on the board right next to the Dolphins thing.
I think it'll go to 8.5. You said 8, and maybe that's more likely. I could see it going to 8.5. I would put it at 8.5. 7.5 is just too low. It's got to get too much action on the other side. I mean, this is
Are you buying the Illinois buzz? I mean, everyone's saying,
I think Luke Altmaier is very good. I think Brett Bielema has traditionally shown a ton of success in the Big Ten. I think in a lot of ways they're reverse Nebraska. They come up in big situations. They do little things correctly. But they have their own bugaboos. Like that is
that's an ouch.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of been on the field.
Let's count their wins. Western Illinois.
Win. To win.
Duke at.
Tough game.
I think that's that's closer to a toss-up.
I'm going
to
go
with
L.
Let's go L.
I'm going L.
Let's be conservative.
Yeah.
L.
Western Michigan.
Win.
At Indiana.
Win.
Okay. Okay, we'll say 3.
I think Indiana is going to take a large step back from last year.
Okay, we'll say 3.
Okay, we'll go win.
Yep. USC.
Where?
Home.
Loss.
Ooh.
I'm going to go win.
Okay, we can get to 4. At Purdue, 5.
5.
Ohio State at home.
Loss. L.
Yeah. We're still at 5. At Washington.
L.
I think that's a win.
Well, let's say 6.
Yeah.
Rutgers at home in Illinois.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.
Seven. Maryland in at home.
Eight.
At Wisconsin.
Win.
What's win?
Nine. Northwestern at home.
Win.
10. You can get them to 10.
Yeah.
10. You can definitely get them to 8.
Yep.
Yeah. Nine's probably the most likely.
So the toss-ups for me in this, I think they lose for sure to USC and to Ohio State.
Why for sure to USC?
I think Illinois' defense isn't very good. And so a good offensive team... And USC, I think that they're like a top 15 team, but they have enough offense they're going to be a problem for a team. Illinois, I was buying Illinois, and then I watched them play, and I know Oregon was undefeated last year. Oregon made Illinois look like an FCS team defensively. Mm-hmm. They didn't have speed. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything up front. I don't think they reloaded to the effect that they have like a ton of playmakers on defense. I think it is very much they are very good against certain types of Big Ten teams. The more athletic and the more spread out, they are going to get burned. Mm. What was one of Dylan's best games all of last year?
First half.
Against Illinois' defense.
First half.
They could, yeah. And how and why, you know, we can get into the Marcus Satterfield conversation. We can get into Nebraska first not half. Being able to run the ball enough, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get into just missing Luke Lindemeyer by about a yard and a half.
Great play call.
I just don't.
It was.
I just don't think Illinois' defense is good enough to stop USC if USC is on for a day. Indiana is a problem in that regard, too. I think there's like this plug-and-play aspect with Cal's quarterback I don't really believe in. You know, Curtis Rourke was really good. And replacing that is going to be hard.
I think Mendoza's pretty solid. The quarterback they got from Cal.
Yeah, no, he's a good player, but... I don't know. I'm a little skeptical that Indiana fooled us last year, and so now we're buying too much into it, and it might just revert back a little.
I thought Rourke was fine. He didn't get drafted, right?
Yeah, no, he was playing off a torn ACL for most of last year.
And
too, right?
He didn't. Then I thought Rourke puckered up when it got tough.
Yeah. Well, the Indiana as a team did.
A little bit.
I mean, they got punched in the face by Michigan, and they survived that game.
They did. They won the game.
They lost to Ohio State, and it was never really competitive. And then even their playoff game, you know, wasn't all that competitive either.
Rourke was hurt, so I give him some grace, but I just thought the moment got really big for him. That's what I thought. We'll see how Mendoza is. Anyway, I think we came to a consensus that Illinois is probably nine.
I would like the over. I'm curious what the juice is on that.
That's a weird number for them at 7.5.
But, I think 9-3 is a very realistic year for Illinois.
The other teams at 7.5 wins in the conference, so Illinois, Nebraska, Washington, Iowa, and USC.
You're in good company there, by the way.
That's pretty solid. Right. Take that. Yeah. All right, sweet.
Yeah, you're in good company.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's weird. Do you think Washington's going to win 8 games?
I don't. I thought that was high.
Yeah.
I thought USC's is low.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Right. But
Iowa and Nebraska are completely fine at 7.5.
Me too.
Oh, I would move Washington down, Illinois up, USC up.
The only number for Nebraska is 7.5. That's the only number.
Yeah,
you couldn't put them at six and a half. Number. Yeah, you couldn't put them six because everybody go over. Yep. If you put them at 8.5,
you put them at eight. I would take the under.
Yeah,
I would take the under, but
I. I think they're going to win 8.
By the way, Wisconsin 5.5 wins. So if that's the case, they go under. It's 2 straight years without a bowl game.
Well, maybe Cincinnati will have their coach back in 2026.
The question would be: would Fickell survive 5 wins again?
No,
he wouldn't.
I think it's gone so poorly over there that it would be one of those. Let's just pull the ripcord and move on.
What would the AD survive?
Probably not.
Well, that's.
But who could have thought that would go wrong? I mean.
Immediately.
Fickell, you didn't like the Fickell
hire? When he hired Phil Longo and you completely move off of the fabric of the identity of Wisconsin football to you want to play spread football at Wisconsin. And I hated it from the onset right away.
You didn't hate the Luke Fickell hire, though. You hated
Luke Fickell hired. I mean, that was a real conversation in 2023 about who hired the better coach, yes, of Fickell and Rule. And I felt better about Rule to a small degree over Fickell, but I didn't think that he would go to a place like Wisconsin and then divorce himself from what has worked well there, where you're getting the big offensive lineman and you're playing power football and you're marrying that with what I expected his defense to be. But he came in and he wanted to go to a spread right away. You go and you get Tanner Mordecai and you have Phil Longo and you don't have wide receivers. How the hell are you going to win games? And then you watch him struggle against Western Michigan and struggle against these teams. They haven't looked good for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Nebraska let them off the hook in Madison,
yep,
and they kicked their butt last year in Lincoln. And they should have won both of those games by double digits instead of only one of them.
That could be short-lived term for Fickell. Interesting.
I could be completely wrong.
Both Rule and Fickell are both 12-13 through 2 years.
I think Wisconsin's also... I wish we had Bill on. He could talk about it. I think that's a difficult place to recruit to at times. Their academic standards are a little higher than a lot of the conference. I don't think their NIL is particularly good.
You're nailing all of this. All of those things are true.
You know, it's not like he walked into a great situation there, but he made it worse with some of the immediate decisions that he made.
Mm-hmm. I've always been sort of underwhelmed by the atmosphere there, too.
Agreed.
I've been there twice. When people put it high on the list of stadiums to visit or things, it's like, okay, yeah, if you get a close and late game in the fourth quarter, sure. If it's an 11 a.m. kickoff and the students show up until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, I think the stadium is meh. Mm-hmm. The city, fun.
When they had Russ Wilson and Nebraska went up there for the first Big Ten game. Now that was something to behold.
They circled that game.
Yeah, that wasn't representative of what I've seen since. No.
I went in 2018 for the first time, and it was Scott Frost played up there, and Nebraska had an okay game. I mean, it was just sort of a blah. Mm-hmm. People are going to hate it. It wasn't any more impressive than what you see at Minnesota.
Wisconsin fans listening, I know what they're going to say. Well, it's just Nebraska. Nebraska.
I'd say this. I sat at midfield twice at a good spot for a total of $26. Yeah. $21 one year, $5 the next year. That's the year you're talking about. That
pro sports state that likes its basketball program more than its college football program. Unless that college football program is just rolling. And when it's not, they don't care. I mean, when I was up there during the fall, and you're at a sports bar on a college football Saturday,
yep,
and there's Star Wars on the TV. They just don't care about college sports and college football.
And they're good at it, but they're good.
Yeah.
When we come back, we've got Tech Time with Trip from Computer Hardware next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NEPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand, through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.